Well, welcome back. This is Carol Flagg reporting live from HIMSS in New Orleans. And with me right now is Dr. Robert Hitchcock with T-Systems. Dr. Hitchcock, how are you today?
Oh, just doing fantastic and really enjoying the show.
Dr. Hitchcock, we always have you on our podcast every year anyway. What's different this year at HIMSS versus last year with you and T-Systems?
Well, I think there's some very, very different things this year. T-System has grown substantially. We're really branching out, helping emergency departments manage not only their flow, as we've done for a number of years, but helping the touch points that happen around the emergency department, particularly around revenue cycle. We've acquired several revenue cycle companies. We're doing both hospital as well as professional fee revenue cycle now. We have a new product offered, which is called Care Continuity, helping to manage the care transition when the patient leaves the emergency department. Now, typically, the emergency department patient, when they leave, is kind of a black hole. We never quite know what happens. We give them some follow-up. But this tool actually helps route patient information to the appropriate follow-up physician, allowing them to accept that patient or send it back to us and say, hey, you know, perhaps I don't have time. I can't find an appointment in the appropriate follow-up time, giving us a chance to remanage that transition of care so that we don't lose that patient in follow-up.
That's fantastic. You know, they've got the Intelligent Hospital here and the Interoperative Show. Case, they've got a lot going on in for hospitals, obviously, and in that space, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. HIMSS is a fantastic place to learn not only about the new things that are coming out, but the real innovations that are happening, and that happens across the spectrum of healthcare. It's particularly interesting to us to take a look at what's happening inside the four walls of the hospital and the types of integration information that are really helping drive patient care.
So the HIMSS tagline this year is Health IT, Right Time, Right Place. What does that mean? Or what does that mean to you, I should say?
You know, I think we've seen a very, very rapid exponential adoption of healthcare IT, and I use that term fairly broadly. And particularly in the EMR space, we're seeing significant penetration into the hospitals. And even more importantly, the community physicians that work in those hospitals, as well as the emergency department physicians, are really getting exposed to EMRs pretty aggressively in order to support a lot of the initiatives that are happening. I think right place, right time. Some of that is the fact that we may not have a choice. This is the time that's going to happen. However, we can make wise, intelligent decisions about the implementation of those technologies. So right place, right time to me really means making a choice that is correct for almost the inevitable.
Yeah, the train has left the station, as I like to say.
Yes, absolutely. And it's rolling, and what most hospitals are trying to do now is actually change the wheels on the train while it's moving, which is an interesting concept.
So since you're talking about hospitals, you know, stage two, of course, is coming fast and furious. You think hospitals will be prepared? Do you think vendors will be prepared?
I think both is going to happen. Stage two is kind of an interesting change for hospitals. Stage one was all about adoption of technology. Stage two is about integration of technology. For hospitals that have gotten through stage one for a couple of years, the real burden is going to be on the IT department to go out and acquire a patient portal to be able to connect to HIEs or manage the summary of care. The clinicians themselves aren't going to experience a whole lot of change. It's fairly similar to stage one, the addition of EMR, which most hospitals are doing. So, you know, I think that the opportunity only report for one calendar quarter for 2014, those that were early adopters for stage one are going to have some time to upgrade their systems. I think vendors have found it a little bit rushed, and I think that's evident in the ONC certifications right now for stage two. There just aren't that many out there. Our development's almost complete on our stage two product, and I think most vendors are going to be in the position where Q2 and Q3 we're going to see a lot of certifications. So I think the vendors will be ready to support it. There's going to be a time of pretty significant uptake in the October to January time frame. So it's going to be an interesting challenge for the hospital IT departments, but I think they will be prepared for stage two.
And that's sort of what I'm hearing from some of the vendors I've been talking to, that they're looking to be certified for the 2014 edition this summer and early fall.
Yeah, absolutely. And certification is the first step for the vendors. The second is, are you going to be able to implement across to significant client base in a short period of time? And, you know, T-Systems ramped up our implementation. We're scheduling out now and making sure that those clients who really need us during that time frame have us. about two-thirds of our client base is going to be looking forward to meaningful use in 2013, probably even more. Some of them will be starting stage one this year and are going to need us this fall. So implementation is the second phase, and some vendors may have some difficulty scheduling that time. Certainly your enterprise vendors that have larger solutions that are that upgrading is a larger task for the IT shop.
And so if for those visitors to New Orleans at HIMSS, where can we find your booth?
We're in two places, actually. We're in 2219. We're also down in the Meaningful Use Experience. So if you have questions about how the emergency department fits in or our products, please stop down and see us. We'd be happy to show you what's coming down the pike and our support for Stage 2. And here at 2219, come on and stop by, and we'll talk about all of our new products as well, revenue cycle, care continuity, as well as our traditional solutions, both paper and electronic.
And you can be found online at?
www.tsystem.com. The letter T, S-Y-S-T-E-M.
You heard it here. Check out T-Systems, fabulous company, one of our favorites. This is Carol Flagg reporting live from HIMSS with another HIMSS highlight.